Hello, and welcome to the Work Like a Laker podcast. My name is Tina Miloslavljevic, and I'm the Writing and Communications Intern at the GVSU Career Center. I'm your host for today's super special Intern Takeover episode, and joined by a group known as Intern Row. I'll go ahead and let you all introduce yourselves and your positions at the Career Center.
Hey y'all, I'm Anna Buckman and I'm the social media marketing intern. I create content and graphics for our Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and TikTok pages.
Hey, I'm Emily Link and I'm an events management intern, and I work closely with the employer relations team to plan some of the big events for the Career Center, like the career fair and the employer showcase and just stuff like that.
Hello, I'm Austin Nielsen, and I'm also one of the event management interns here. I deal mostly in the realm of career community-based events, so if you've seen me, chances are you've seen me a lot in the Seidman College of Business for events such as Careers in Finance, Careers in Accounting. I also did help significantly with the big 2023 Career Fair. We've all been a part of the Etiquette Dinner, but I've been... If you got an email from those, chances are you saw it was sent from me along with everybody else. So, yeah.
I'm Parker Kuchlan, and I'm the data analytics and technology intern. And contrary to popular belief, I do still interact with the other interns. So that's always pretty cool. I work with our Handshake database. I produce reports that help, you know, see certain things about our student demographics and how we market to students and how they hear about our office. And I also work with like post-event survey analysis.
He's super smart with numbers and stuff.
Not self-proclaimed.
That is indeed self-proclaimed by Parker Kuchelon. Very good with numbers.
Well, great. Now that you know with the whole gang, let's get into why we are even here. So internships can be super intimidating, especially if you've never done one before. And they can come with a lot of questions and confusion. So who better to ease your anxiety about internships than real life interns?
Yeah, so that's a very good point, especially from my own information. This is my first internship ever. I've done a couple of part-time on-campus jobs, but this is my first real internship. And I can agree, there is a lot of intimidating aspects to kind of go with that, no matter if you need it for credit or if you're taking it just for your own experience. It's helpful to get some preliminary information before you get into that world.
Yeah, this is my second internship. And honestly, they can be really scary and intimidating when you're first applying for them and everything. Like for me personally, I was like really nervous that like I wasn't qualified enough, or like I didn't know enough about my like what was going on to like even be here. But once you get into it, it's a lot less scary, and it helps that there's other interns here that made me feel like more comfortable and stuff with being here.
So our internships run for the full school year, both the fall and winter semesters. Does anyone want to talk about how they found the internship, when they started looking, or anything about the interview process?
Yeah, so I'll talk about my experience. I found this position through one of my Laker dance team friends, Jackie. She told me about her job and what she does, and I was like, this sounds so interesting. And I'm like, my major's marketing. I am interested in this industry. Like, let me just go for it and see what happens. So I also found out about the Career Center through the Career Center open house in 2022 that I ran through my HTM 240 class. So that was super fun to be able to meet some of the advisors before the interviews and getting to know about the Career Center. So once I applied through Handshake, I kind of just waited for a few days, and then I saw that they wanted to see me for an interview, so I got ready, and I asked Jackie. I was like, help me, I don't know what to do, like, I feel so underprepared, and she pretty much talked me through the process. She told me that everyone is super nice, like, they're always, like, going to be there to help you, and I felt like that during my interview. I honestly felt like they were rooting for me, which was so refreshing, because I feel like I've been, like, disappointed with interviews in the past, with other employers, like, feel like they're intimidating me, and it's just like it wasn't a good fit. So when I got my interview here, I just felt so relaxed. Like, I obviously was nervous, it was an interview, but it was just so awesome. And just like prepping for it, I looked at through the Career Center website, I looked at the staff, I got to know them a little bit, what they do. So when I came into my interview and I was meeting them face to face, it was easier to remember their name, and I was seeing them more as a person than just somebody that was gonna hire me, which was super beneficial.
Yeah, I agree. I think like doing research ahead of time helped me out as well, because personally for me, my data analytics and technology position, this is the first year that the Career Center is offering that. So I had that in my head going into the interview, knowing that I, you know, I didn't have someone who did this last year to compare to. So that gave me a little bit of a confidence boost almost. Like, you had someone that did this your same role last year, Anna, and that probably helped you in a different way in terms of preparing you for it. But in my case, it was like almost the opposite. Like, I felt almost more prepared because there wasn't a person, in a sense, if that makes any sense. But as far as how I found the job, I saw my advisor, Kirk Anderson. He sent a notification to all of his advisees on LinkedIn, or I'm sorry, on Handshake. And I was like, this is perfect. Like, I worked as a tutor last year. I wanted to do something that was a little bit more applicable in the field. And this seemed like the perfect opportunity. So yeah, I was really happy to have found it.
I guess I'll share a little bit about my experience too. So more related to Anna than Parker, I found my internship through the previous events management intern, Mallory, super nice person. She gave me a lot of really good information about what I can look forward to, because last year I worked as a student worker in the Career Center. So this is not my first year being in this department, but I worked more so with one-on-one with other students, and she gave me a lot of really good information throughout some of the events that I would attend as a career connector, about what this position entails and what I can look forward to. And I found it to be something that I really wanted to look into. Though I'm a marketing major, I'm not actually going into marketing. I'm continuing my education after the fact as going into the higher education program. And so I just wanted more experience working with not only other departments, but also the student body as a whole. I'm sure a lot of you can probably sympathize with that, doing something that might not necessarily be what you're going to do end game. And that's also a big thing to know, is that internships are not just for your own degree, but they can be to really help you figure things out on what you want to do in the future. But back to my little spiel here, my interview process was terrifying. Not terrifying, but it was daunting, because I was faced with the predicament of, I had to interview with my current supervisors, Christy and Cindy, but they already knew me. And so with that, then you're faced with the idea of, how do you interview with people who already know a lot about you, right? And so I had to present information in a way that was, it's information they already know, but it has to be said in a way that they almost don't. Like, I'm a completely new person that they had never met before. With that, you know, that creates its own trials and circumstances you just kind of have to overcome. And let me tell you, they still found ways to trip me up in the interview process. So it was a lot of fun. But yeah, so that's how I'm here.
I actually have something kind of like relating to that. Because when I was talking to Jackie about this internship, she was telling me how she was telling the other advisors here about me. So it was just kind of like, I feel like people already know about me, but they don't know me. So it was just kind of intimidating to go into it with like, what do they think about me? Like, do I have to live up to these standards and all that?
Absolutely.
So I totally relate.
If I may, one of the good things about being a student worker is the fact that you don't have to really worry about that, because this is an environment where obviously we're working on campus, which means that we're meant to learn as we go. We're all students. And so, I mean, do they expect work? Obviously there's like a certain degree of like expectation there, but you go in with the notion that you're going to learn as you go. And that's the great thing about it, because you're not expected to know everything, and you're expected to use all the experiences you have up until now to supplement that, which is fantastic. And you're also learning as you go, being a marketing major, you know, social media is obviously a big part of that. You're going to have preliminary information, but you're also going to learn so much more as you go, which is fantastic, I think.
Yeah, and I think another thing is living up to the expectations that you think other people have of you is really weird in the interview process. You know, are going in trying to sell yourself to these people, and you think that they have these really high expectations of you, and in reality they don't. They just want to see who you are. And so I think the number one thing to remember is you just have to be yourself.
Yes, I totally agree with that. And I also feel like when people go into interviews, like when they're getting interviewed like for companies, people forget that the people who are interviewing you are also people. Like, they're human. Like, just all these things. And also that you're interviewing the company that you're interviewing for.
Yeah. And so a note on that is obviously when you go into an interview, one of the best things that you want to do is ask the interviewer questions as well. But also I found that because those are my first internship, I've had a couple of jobs in the past. I've done more than enough interviews to have experience. And one of the most fun things I've noticed in an interview is that just having a conversation. I like when it's not just questions back and forth, but when you get into a conversation of talking about why your favorite coffee place is Tim Hortons, for example. And I could go into that for more than enough time that this podcast would allow. But just something out of the blue like that, just to get you, just to let you know the other person on a more personal, social level than just the professional, I think is something that often goes unnoticed.
Yeah, and I think sports is another really good thing to talk about. If you're interviewed with someone who likes sports, you guys could talk about sports for hours and not even get interviewed.
And like Austin said, coffee. We love coffee at the Career Center.
Coffee and sports.
I was just going to like piggyback off what Austin said. I do think it's like really important to like actually have a conversation with the people that, because you're going to be working with these people for potentially years. So like it's good to like kind of figure out if you guys are going to work together well, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, like you're an asset as much as they are an asset to you. Like they are hiring you because they need you, and you're working for them because you want to work for them. It's a mutualism. It's not like a one-sided relationship.
Yeah, and on the note of mutualism, is it's not just your mutualism with your superiors, with those that you're working for, but also those that you're working with. And so a prime example of that would be I mean, I would like to say is Intern Ro.
Yeah.
Intern Ro, the name was spawned from one of the Career Center workers, and it's just something that we've carried on.
It was me.
It was Emily.
Put some respect on my name.
Okay. I'm sorry. Let me restart that then. Intern Ro, the name was created by Emily Link, and it just turned into a complete, like, an inside joke with us. So any chance we get, that's what we're called by most of the workers here. It's a fun time. But I'd like to say that we're a prime example of how just simply being coworkers can spawn into something so much more than that. I guess what I'm trying to say is like one important aspect is to be friends, or like more than just cordial with those that you work with, not just your superiors, because these are your peers. These are also, you know, fellow students with that have lives outside of that, and trying to find ways to merge more than just your work but your social lives together is something that I think is really beneficial to your professional development.
I could not agree with this anymore. Like, my favorite work days are the ones where I can just roll my chair like over to Intern Row, because my desk is like two feet away, but I'm like, I want to be closer to you guys. Like, tell me about your day. Tell me about what you've been up to. Like, I also feel more productive too, like in those work days. Like, I'm like, I feel more motivated. I can get more things done, and just like the presence of other people. Like, I'm an extrovert, so I get all my energy and everything from other people.
Absolutely.
So just being able to like work so close with you guys, and like being able to get to know you on a more personal level, just makes like the workplace and just work experience that much better.
Do your favorite work days include or not include getting stuck in an elevator?
We don't talk about getting stuck in an elevator anymore.
It's happened more than once.
Hey, we all got stuck in an elevator. It was not just
direction.
Me.
It went the wrong direction.
Yeah, Parker, you got stuck in the elevator.
I got stuck too.
Yes.
I didn't get stuck in that specific elevator, but I have been stuck in an elevator before, and it has ruined my experience of elevators. So
glad it wasn't before your interview.
That's totally. What do you mean before my interview? Do you have a story to tell, Parker?
No. I was just.
Okay.
I was making an open statement. No, my story has to do with Taco Bell in my interview, but not elevators.
I'm a Taco Bell fan. I want to hear this.
Yeah, me too.
Well, so basically before my interview, I had tennis practice because I'm on the club tennis team here, and I was like really hungry, and I was like, man, I could go for some Taco Bell.
I don't eat Taco Bell often.
Yeah. I really don't, and I think my body responded in a way that let me know not to eat Taco Bell more than you should. So I woke up at like 4 a.m. and I was just sick. And my interview was at 8:30 downtown. I live in Allendale, so that's about a half hour drive. And so I woke up at 4 and I'm just like, oh no, this is Taco Bell. So yeah, I was sick. I took some pills, some medication. I took some Tums, and I just could not fall back asleep. And I was like, I got all dressed and I'm like, man,
this is not going to go well. Like, I'm tired. I'm sick. Like, I'm probably going to have to, you know, get up and go to the bathroom during the interview at some point. But, you know, just magically, as soon as I got into the car, I was suddenly better. So Grace never knew that until after I got hired. I didn't make that apparent when I was getting interviewed. But yeah, that's my story, Austin. So thanks for asking.
Your body knew when to not let Taco Bell take over in the interview process.
Exactly.
I love that. The Crunchwrap Supreme can wait.
Yeah, I think we've all had that experience with Taco Bell, you know.
Yeah.
You prevailed nonetheless, though.
Oh, no. Yeah. I think I stopped getting Taco Bell for maybe like a year after that, and I'm back.
But please do me a favor. On the anniversary of that interview, please just get some Taco Bell
Taco
again.
Taco Bell? Yeah, I've relapsed now, so I can have Taco Bell again.
Intern Taco Bell run.
Yes.
Yes. 100%. Yes, book it after this.
Oh, my God.
Well, clearly you can see we're all great friends here as interns. I think that speaks to how the Career Center has a very inviting workplace culture. I mean, I could tell right from the interview that it's a place where you make connections, you make friends, you don't just sit down at your desk and work all day.
I could go on about this, to be completely honest. I've worked here already for the past year, and to say that this office has changed the course of my life, frankly, is an understatement. I had no idea what I wanted to do going into this position, and I feel like that's to be expected because, you know, being a student worker, you're still trying to figure things out. And then I got to working with students, and I loved it. And I got to meet more of the people in this office, and I loved that even more. And so it's gotten to the point of, you know, we can joke around about Taco Bell runs and, you know, the occasional Starbucks outing and whatnot. I think that's a whole big aspect of, you know, getting an internship is how well you work with, you know, not just work with, but how well you get along with your fellow peers, your supervisors, all of that.
Yeah, that's definitely important to keep in mind, too, when looking for different jobs, looking for different internships. Almost when you go into the interview, try and, like, interview the people interviewing you, because then you can figure out if it's a good workplace culture or if it's not right for you.
Going off of that, I think it's also important to see, like, what people are doing before you go into the interview. Like, how's the front desk? Like, what are they interacting like? And then also, like, if you could get a little peek of, like, in the office, like, seeing how people interact like that, I think that can also is, like, it's like a true tell, too. I think that's a rumor, yeah.
I would agree because they're kind of in their natural state. Sometimes when they're interviewing, just like we put on, like, kind of a bit of a show when we're interviewing, so are they. So when you can, like, kind of watch people in their natural environment, you kind of see how they interact with other people and how they treat other people as well.
Yeah, exactly. That's well put, yeah. I think for me, like, particularly the workplace culture here, I think some of my, like, first memories and first days on the job were we went to the downtown market for an entire shift, all the interns, and they bought us lunch.
That was so good.
Was so good. It was delicious, right? I tried pokey for the first time. Pokey. Is that what it's called?
I think those little intern, like, lunches that we did was a super great, like, awesome, like, little team bonding thing, because I was so nervous the first day.
Like, same here. Yeah.
I was so scared of you guys. I was like, oh my gosh, like, you're not gonna like me.
Yes. And like, I think it was so good because when we first, like, actually got together was after, like, that orientation that we had, like, with the whole Career Center. So really being able to, like, focus in on just the five of us and with our advisors, with our mentors, like, it was so great because I was getting to know you guys on a more personal level. And I just was like, I can't wait for the rest of the year.
I totally agree. Honestly, when it comes to the internship, one of my favorite moments so far has been our initial meeting, which was after one of the big full staff meetings. We all got Starbucks and at the Innovation Design Center, which I had a vendetta against that area for a while because I didn't want to walk all the way there. But I love it. So I'm a coffee junkie. Well, so
you can take, you know, Gunther to get there.
I can take Gunther the Scooter. Yes, we have affectionately named my electric scooter Gunther the Scooter.
Transportation intern.
The transportation intern. And
he couldn't make it today, unfortunately.
Yeah,
he's dead. Like, battery dead.
Battery dead. Battery empty. But I loved that Starbucks meeting because it just, you know, we all got to talk a little more individually. I remember specifically I was talking to Tina about the Five Nights at Freddy's movie.
Yes!
And it's just those sorts of things that make what you do at the workplace all the more fun, because then you know each other's personality, you know how you work off of each other, you know how you interact, and those sorts of personality aspects go a long way.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I think for me, it like caught me off guard how much social stuff we did the first couple weeks. Uh-huh. Like I was expecting to get handed like a stack of work when I came in my first couple days, and I was actually handed a stack of food for free. I didn't even have to pay for any of it. I mean, they really promoted like us getting to know each other, us going out, having a good time, exploring the area. And like that to me was, it caught me off guard because I didn't know that was going to happen. I was completely unprepared for it. And especially like I mentioned earlier, this is the first year that they're doing my position. So I didn't even know what people in the office were going to expect of me. And to just have the first couple weeks be bonding and not any crazy work was just super refreshing, really helped us all. And I think I speak for all of us when I say this, like ease into our jobs.
Yeah, I feel like this place is like such like a family oriented kind of workplace. Like I can go to anybody for anything, like they can answer any of my questions, and I know someone's gonna help me, I know someone's gonna guide me to where I need to be.
Exactly, yeah. And like big picture, when you are all looking for jobs, like if that's not how you feel in the workplace, then you really need to consider like, do I want to be here, like am I happy, right? Like if you feel at home, then that's a job that you really don't want to take for granted.
Yeah, kind of saying like I think that we all work together better, like we can all collaborate on stuff because I can because we just know each other well enough, like we're all friends, so it's really easy to like work on projects together because it's enjoyable to spend time with you guys.
Yeah, even if there's like no crossover in some of our areas, like I know data analytics doesn't really cross over with communications that often, but I feel like sometimes we can just bounce ideas off of each other.
We both use laptops.
I can't count how many times I have gone to all four of you with any kinds of random questions that I have about my own work, because I know that I highly value second opinions and I tend to not be able to make up my mind half the time. So I do appreciate that. But I really think what the whole, I mean, obviously having an internship or, you know, is not all about the freebies. It's not about the social aspects, though they are very nice. It's meant to supplement the entire experience. And that's what I liked the emphasis was on. It was not about just us being there, you know, doing that. It was about getting us to know each other, getting acclimated with the workplace culture, that being inviting, welcoming, which I mean, in the higher education space where your sole purpose is to help students with their own professional development, that goes a long way, because we're out here helping anybody, whoever, you know, what backgrounds they are, what majors they are, what they want to do in the future. And so having that same welcoming, you know, that same welcoming personality, that's what it's all about. And so I'm really glad that we got that experience, and I think it really spoke to how it's elevated our own sense of work that we do.
Yeah, almost like learning how to be a coworker.
Yeah, like I said, mentioned before, this is my second internship, and I had another one this summer, which I really, really enjoyed working, and I got to interact a lot with my coworkers. But there were interns all over across the other properties, and I didn't get to meet them until like the end of our internship program. So being able to meet you guys like the first week was great and fun.
Apart from learning kind of how to be in a workplace, you also do learn how to balance different amount of workloads. As a student and an intern, you got to balance that between schoolwork and your internship work.
Absolutely. With that said, obviously with an on-campus position, it's well assumed that you're also balancing credit hours along with that. And that is a very, very delicate process. Me personally, because of my major, I'm taking 15 credits every year or every semester, which is about 5 classes. And being able to balance not just the classes, but the workload that's associated with that can be an issue sometimes. You know, I'll find like the occasional late night, the occasional I got to stay up till 1 a.m. doing some homework assignments. But at the same time, it's all about how you manage both. One thing that I like about specifically on-campus positions is the supervisors, they understand that you're a student first, and they're never going to put excess work on you when they know full well that you're here for your education And I highly value that. And I'm very thankful of that personally, considering, you know, like today I have a quiz to do after this. I have an essay to write. And so it's just all about that balance, you know, not pushing things off last minute, which I would definitely emphasize. And if anyone has any of their own tips and tricks to share, I would like to hear that.
I have been waiting to share. Oh my gosh. Time management is like my little expertise, I swear. So I'm one of the busiest people I know in my life, and I'm not just saying that because it's my life, but I work this internship. I go to school full time. I'm on the dance team. It's just kind of crazy. So what I like to do for my skills, it helps me a lot. I don't know how well it works for other people, but for me, I think it's like a great thing to share. But I do a minute by minute like schedule of my day, and it really helps me like prioritize what needs to get done and when. And sometimes like I'll be like, oh, I don't know if I can do this right now. Like I kind of want to take a nap. Like then I'll go take a nap. Like if my body needs that, if what I need to do isn't aligning with what my schedule says, I don't get mad at myself if I have to change it up. Like at the end of the day, it's just my day. As long as I'm getting done what I need to get done, that's really all that matters. And just like learning how to balance like this new element of an internship has been so fun, because we only work 15-ish hours a week. So adding that into my schedule, it's like a little game for me, I swear. Like just adding like where to add in minutes, where to put in the hours and all that is so fun.
Yeah, I'll piggyback on that. I like to write down my goals for the day, and I try to separate school and work. I think that's really important. You can't be like, I can't come into my shift and just worry about school the whole time. Then you're not going to get anything done at work. And then you can't go to your classes worried about work, because then you're not going to get anything done in class. So like really make sure you separate school and work is like my number one tip, because a lot of times I'll come here and, you know, sometimes I'll be stressed about a quiz and whatnot, and I'll catch myself and I'm like, okay, hey, you need to like, just that's not a problem right now. That's a problem after you get off. And I think that's really important. And another thing too is, like Anna said, we work around 15 hours a week, give or take. And that 15 hours that we're working because of us being hired is another 15 hours that we're losing in previous years that we would have done to, you know, have free time or do homework. So I think it's really about buckling down and optimizing the time that you do have available still. And just, you really have to be more on top of things. And that's just the facts. Like if you have something that takes up more time in your life, you're going to need to evaluate and use your free time in a different way.
I totally agree with that. I think it's a great learning experience and learning thing for us to take in the real world when we start like working big girl and big boy jobs. Like, I think it's just super important thing to know.
I was going to say the same thing. I definitely think it's a learning experience. This is my second year on campus, and last year I did not have like an on-campus job and I wasn't involved in as much, but now I have this job, and I also Career Connect for the Career Center, and I'm in school and I have another job. And like in the beginning of the semester, I was just taking on way too much. So it's definitely, as the semester has gone on, I've been able to learn how to balance that better. It's not going to just come naturally. So like you definitely got to learn.
Yeah, learning how to effectively balance everything in your life, from your academics to your work to your social life, that goes a long way. But also along with that, learning how you best manage it. I've tried calendars, I've tried planners, I've tried Google Sheets, assignment tracker, and none of them really work for me. And so eventually I found out like Google Calendar, just straight up on my phone. My best friend right now. It helps out a lot. So my piece of advice to you on the time management aspect is, though it's very important to understand when to worry about certain aspects, which trust me, as a student, we all understand that schoolwork is constantly on your mind. Learning how to more properly choose when you worry about what is effective, but also just learning how to better understand how you work and how you manage all of that at the same time goes a long way. Don't use a planner if you don't feel a planner works best for you. Do what you fit most naturally with, because the rest will fall into place when you find something that synergizes with your learning and your development styles.
I love that. That was beautifully said.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, cool. I think we got a lot of good information, good conversation here. Before we wrap up, I think we should go around and real quickly say some unknowns about internships, like things you don't necessarily think you'll learn. I know I'll start by saying I did not realize I would want a whole wardrobe change. When I go to stores now, I'm looking for turtlenecks, I'm looking for button-ups, and I'm looking for sweaters.
The business casual.
No, that's literally the same with me. I'll be shopping out with my mom. She's like, you don't need that. I'm like, but it's for work. Like, I can wear it for work, Mom. Like, it's so cute for work.
I never thought I would buy loafers, but I bought loafers last week to wear to work. So here we are.
See, my mom likes to hook me up with all the nice, fancy clothes, and previously I hadn't had any opportunities to wear them. So now I'm getting to utilize my wardrobe.
I've always liked dressing up rather nicely, and so I'm always wearing like nicer sweaters or dress shirts if I can handle it, and so I like that I'm somewhere where I can do that. Beyond just the wardrobe change, interesting unknowns about internships, I guess I would also add on to the fact that, frankly, you're not going to see changes in your personality per se, but you're going to see changes in how you like to go about things, because you're taking on more in your daily life. You're gonna see that your priorities change significantly, as they should, because you're focusing less on just your school, just your social life, but you're also acknowledging that you now have a work life, and with work life comes a newfound social life, because you socialize with your coworkers, with your supervisors, you're taking on more responsibilities, so your mindset's also going to focus on that. So though that's not necessarily something anybody thinks about right away, it's worth noting that your mindset's going to change significantly for better, I would say, because I prefer work life me right now, because I think it's really gotten my priorities straight.
Never thought I'd love LinkedIn as much as I do now.
People in my life now refer to me as Emily LinkedIn because I was at the gym and I was on LinkedIn the other day. Yes. But I think kind of an unknown, I guess, was coming into this, you kind of have to learn how to like be in a professional setting too. Like, don't get me wrong, it's super chill around here and like a lot of workplaces are, but you still have to learn how to like be in an office and be in a professional setting, especially because we have employers coming in and out all the time. So we can't always be talking about like Taco Bell when like we have an employer coming in.
No, I agree with that, because in my past jobs, I was like a bev cart girl and I was at retail at Club Monaco, and it's just been like a super new like learning experience. Like, I had to have a sit down talk with my parents. They had to walk me through the do's and don'ts of like a little office job, because I had no idea. Like, I obviously knew to be professional and be presentable, but it's just like a new realm.
Yeah, to piggyback off of that, I didn't really get that talk, so I was completely up to the will of what I learned in training, and I would like to say that good training goes a long way. The training here has been fantastic, and it's what got me into the mindset, like what got me used to the idea of how like proper etiquette when you're working in an, you know, in a professional department, which, I mean, that's a learning experience in of itself. And though we talk about, you know, a lot of the fun experiences, the Taco Bell, Emily and I talk a lot about SpongeBob memes and references, that's all to say that that's only a fraction of what you get to experience in an internship. The fun moments really make the rest of it come together, but also you got to remember that you're in a professional workplace. The work does come first, and this is just to say that the fun moments really make it all flow more nicely together, and I think they make you a better worker.
Totally agree with that.
I think one thing for me is when you go to class, or at least personally, I try to dress up like somewhat nice when I go to class, because I feel like it helps me think better or like put me in a better mindset for the day. Well, sometimes I have days where I really don't feel like doing that, so when I go to class, I just wear, you know, a hoodie and sweatpants. Well, see, when you have those days when you're going into work, you can't wear a hoodie and sweatpants. You still have to bring your A game. Like, no one's going to judge you in class because you're wearing different clothes or you're not looking presentable or business casual. But in the workplace, it's different. Like, that's a part of what you have to do every day. What you bring in, you have to be presentable.
This kind of going off of that, a little slight unknown about an internship, especially as a student worker, is like you go to class and then you go to work. Like, for my schedule, I go to class and I go to work and then go back to class and then I'll go back to work. So it's also like I was so nervous. Like, the first day I was, like, dressed up for work and I was walking to the classes. I was like, people are going to think I try so hard to look good for classes. But that's just not the case, because at Seidman and, like, all the other colleges and, like, buildings and everything else on campus, like, people work. People have jobs. Like, nobody's judging you for what you wear to class. And I, going off of what Parker said, like, when I go to class wearing my little work outfit, like, I feel like a better student. Like, I feel like I put in the work more and I try harder in class, and it's been really great for my work ethic.
No, I thought the same thing. I was like, oh my goodness, I have a 9 a.m. and I'm wearing dress pants and a dress shirt and everybody else is wearing sweatpants. I feel so out of place.
Pajama bottoms even.
So it's like, but realistically, if you're worried about something like that, people are not paying attention. I think you have to remember that. Like, if anything, they're like, man, maybe I should. I've had one of my friends in my class be like, if I know that you get up and get dressed every day for work, so that made me get up early this morning and actually brush my hair.
I do sympathize with that. I remember one class last year, it was a final exam. I had no work. I just wanted to go and go back and go play video games or something at my apartment. So I wore, you know, pajama pant bottoms, a hoodie, and my UGG moccasins, and I just strolled into the classroom. Never again, because there is, again, lifestyle change, wearing nicer clothes. You feel nice. I definitely think you feel nicer when you dress nicer.
You feel like an adult.
You feel like an adult. It is adulting.
Crazy concept.
Yeah. I have just one more thing to say about, like, unknowns. It's kind of off topic, but I feel like in this internship I've learned so much about myself. Like, before this internship I had a lot of things going on, like, in the summer, and then once I came here and I met all these people, it was just like a lifestyle change. Not like I was changing my whole life around just because of this internship, but like I was learning things about other people, which made me realize more things about myself, and I just felt like I've grown so much as a person just from that, and it's been so fun.
Yeah, like, this is kind of similar to what you're saying, is I think collaborating with people and being in this internship has, like, exposed maybe different strengths. Like, for example, Parker is just the TikTok star now, and he's the data analytics intern.
And I don't even own TikTok.
Stardom. And, like, who would have thought that? I don't know. I just think it, like, you can, like, find your different strengths by, like, collaborating with different people who are, like, different than you. Like, I've, like, learned new things.
And I think, yeah, like you said, I'm the TikTok star. Again, not self-proclaimed, but I'm not active on TikTok. I don't even own TikTok, and I don't post TikToks. And previously, I was, like, too shy to record a TikTok. And now, having that, I know it's not a part of my job. I mean, technically it is, but it's made me a lot less shy and, like, less self-conscious.
Aww. You just have the charisma for it, Parker.
Or as Dave would say, the riz.
The riz. Yeah, the riz.
The data riz.
Yeah, I never really thought I'd be an office girly, but I found myself loving to come to the office and type away on my laptop, and kind of prepares me for, like, who I might be in my future career path.
Yeah, I feel like also one other unknown that I had about internships is, like, when I was coming in here for the first time, nobody really knew anything about me. Like, I had no idea who the other interns were. Like, I didn't even know their names, if I'm being honest. Like, I didn't know anybody until we had that orientation, like, day. I only knew Tina because we had one work day before that. So me and her were just bestie the whole time. But it's just, like, I felt like when I started, like, I could be myself. Like, I could be, like, a different person. Like, I'm obviously myself. Like, I'm not, like, pretending to be someone I'm not, but it's just like,
what? You're not faking it.
No, I'm not.
You're not faking it.
And it's just so refreshing because, like, having this new group of people who don't know me, who don't know my background, and just accept me for me is, like, something that it's so special. Like, I'm not trying to get, like, sappy, but it's just so true because I cherish you guys and cherish how you see me as a person and, like, our friendships and all that. Like, it's just, it's also refreshing too because I've hung out with my friends, like, I'm a senior, like, I've hung out with my friends for college for the past 3 years. They know pretty much everything about my life because I've told them everything about my life. But with you guys, like, coming into this new environment, it's just, and just being myself and getting to know you guys and being yourselves, like, it's just so, so special.
I agree. I actively find myself wanting to go to work because I get to hang out with you guys, and that just goes to show that we should hang out more often.
I would agree. I get excited to come into work on the days that I get to work with all of you, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I get to see all my little friends, or like, we have little? A group chat.
I'm 5'2".
Okay.
So little.
Okay, and we have like the intern group chat. When somebody sends something, I'm like, oh my gosh, what is it? And I just get so excited. It's just
like
color guard with your showcase flags.
Yeah.
It's just building those relationships within the workplace is just, it makes it so much more enjoyable to go into work.
And about those workplace relationships, like one thing that's really important is like knowing everybody's name. Because like there's like for a couple weeks, I did not remember names. And, like honestly, Emily, I'm going to be honest, like I thought your name was Emma for like a little bit. And I like think I almost accidentally called you Emma, and then I was like, oh, that's her name tag. And I saw Emily. I was like, yeah, let's go. So yeah, just make sure you know everybody's name, because that like when you address people by name as opposed to just saying like, hey, what's up? Like in their direction, like it's important
to
know their
name.
Yeah,
it creates like a stronger relationship between the two people.
Yeah,
but exactly. Going back to kind of what Austin and Emily said about like loving to come into work, like I've talked to my mom, and she's like, how come you always want to go to work, but like you never want to do like schoolwork? I'm like, because work is fun. Like, it's so much fun. Like, I always have a blast. Like, whenever I'm creating content, creating graphics, or even making TikToks, like, I love being able to just pull you guys aside and be like, hey, we're going to go film a TikTok and you're going to talk in it. Like, have fun. Like,
you can't do that with a group project.
Exactly.
Let's be
like,
completely
this is,
honest.
Like, just so fun. Like, I always want to come in. Like, I always want to do, like, I'm always motivated when I'm here. Like, I've never sat at my desk and be like, ugh, like, I don't want to do anything. Don't want to talk to anybody. I'm just going to be here by myself. Like, I always want to be with somebody. I always want to talk to somebody. Like, everyone here always has something to say, too. Like, I can go to any advisor and just be like, hey, like, I have a question. Or like, hey, you want to talk or something? And they're there for me. Like, and I just, like, relationship is so special. And, like, especially when it comes to, like, the workplace culture. Like, it's just, it's awesome.
That was so great. Thank you, interns, for sharing all your experiences. And
thank you for hosting.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Tina.
Yeah, it was my idea to do this.
It was.
And thank you to all of our listeners for enjoying this super special intern takeover episode. I hope you learned at least something about internships, not just about Taco Bell and coffee. Remember to like, comment, and subscribe, even though I don't think you can do that on Audio Boom. But you can follow our TikTok and our Instagram pages at GV Careers.
And come check us out in person, because we offer a lot of good resources in office.
And advice about internships and resume reviews.
Yes, we also have snacks.
Oh, the best snacks.
Free snacks.
The amount of Cheez-Its I go through here is probably not good for my health.
And there's a lot of like animal, like panda cameras on the TV screen. So if you ever just want to come and chill out and look at some pandas.
It's a great environment. Trust me, there will be something for anyone here.
All right. See you guys later.
Bye.
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 Wait, 1, 2, 3.
Bye.
Bye.
Wait, okay, we gotta redo that again.
Bye. Bye.